Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Time to talk TV with our TV guru, Mark Hadley. Reality television continues to dominate our screens tonight. The renovation war between Channels 9, The Block, and Channel 7's House Rules. Mark Hadley, welcome back.
Hey, mate. For a second there, I thought you were going to call me the TV freak or something like that.
It'll always be polite. Yeah, it's... Who's come in not alone tonight?
No. I've actually brought part of the family. I've got my own team, cheer squad out there. He'll actually see us in a few. He's wondering who we're talking about.
That's right.
It's my son, Elijah, yeah.
G'day, Elijah. How old's Elijah?
Elijah is 9.
Okay.
So you can hear. He's now his waving show. We've probably just given him, scarred him for life.
Great to see you, mate. Such is radio. As we, as much as we knock, Australia's obvious love of reality TV is just there. We love to knock it all.
Yeah.
But there's no denying it's
Ratings for ratings. Reality television is actually more important to industries now than sport. And that is a lot.
Really?
That's a lot to say. Well, I mean, you can say, oh, look, there's always the big debate. Oh, wow, so Channel 9 has signed the cricket for another 5 years, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
But in terms of weekly delivering in and out, there's no genre more powerful than reality television in Australia. In fact, in terms of the top 8 programs ever recorded in Australian history, 4 of them are reality television finals. And they've occurred in the last 5 years.
Every few years, I keep thinking, oh, surely we've...
We're
done.
Over it?
Yeah.
But then
it comes back.
You're talking like an old TV guy like me. And they're sitting there going, now surely people can't, but actually we were all waiting. I remember around 2000, we saw Big Brother start.
Yeah.
We were all thinking, well, this will have its flash in the pan. We'll get through this. And here we are. It's 12 years later, and I feel you really have to say, okay, well, reality in some form or other is pretty much here to stay.
Yeah. So The Block and House Rules.
Yeah.
Premiered within. Well, both within a few days of each other came on.
Yes, same week. So The Block got the jump.
Yeah.
Then 1 week later, you had House Rules with Channel 7.
So to those who are not so familiar, sketch each program for us.
Yeah, you'd be forgiven for thinking, actually, for flicking between channels, did I actually just press the button? You know, because there's something going on. There's a lot of families running around, people are tearing, couples are tearing walls down.
Yeah.
But basically, The Block, which is, you know, multi-running series, for Channel 9 has been a great success over the last few years. Well, it's in a high-rise apartment building in a former hotel. And so there's basically 5 floors to it. And there's 5 couples who have been pre-chosen from 5 states of Australia. So everyone's got someone to root for. And they're basically renovating a floor each into a luxury apartment.
Yep.
Now, 7's version, they've said, yep, one for every state as well, though somehow they've ended up with 6. So they've got 6 couples, and their couples are actually, now here's the twist, renovating each other's homes, which doesn't make you wince.
I know. Well, it's ingenious.
Yeah, it is. So on the one side, you've got basically, I think with The Block, a sort of a steadier eye on design, because basically a person is responsible for an entire apartment, so they can work out this blends into that, they can develop a style, and they can work it through. In the House Rules version of it, basically the 5 couples who are competing that week go into that person's house who've been sent away on a compulsory holiday, gut it. They've got a section to take care of each, and so it can look a little bit like a half and half pizza. You know, it's so like, oh, well, I think in the kitchen I want to do this. Well, in the bathroom, we're thinking of going for a more Arabian style.
How trusting.
I know, and it can be, I think, spectacularly surprising in some respects. I think the other big difference between the programs is now The Block has always sort of gone on, the winner will be the person who sells their block, or they're part of The Block, for the most, and they get to keep the profit. Okay, so weirdly, you could actually sell your building for the most, but having spent so much, you might actually have a lower profit and therefore lose in the series. I think 7 has actually got a bit of a stroke of genius here, because they've struck right at the heart of the Australian ache. Okay, with most Sydney siders particularly, I mean, I know we're national, but Sydney's a horribly expensive place to live. So
where these
Melbourne.
Happen. Yes.
There you go. And Melbourne, you know, likewise, and other sort of cities around Australia are not far behind. Half of an average take-home pay can be going on the mortgage.
Yes. Yeah.
So what they've basically said is, you win and we'll pay off your mortgage. Mm. Now, that's phenomenal.
Yes.
Because if you think about what that means reality-wise for a person, it could actually change the rest of their life. Because the rest of their working life, they might actually get to keep the money they earn.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Funny.
Yeah.
Initially, The Block was actually winning the ratings by quite a lot, but that gap seems to be
That's out. Right. Now, look, it was a bit of a guess at this point early on whether or not Channel 7 was just... I mean, we've got to put this in the context of a war. Mm. Channel 7 and Channel 9 are fighting for the top pole position, because to be able to say that you are the top channel in Australia gives you great bragging rights with, you know, when it comes to advertising. Okay, so there's a lot of money tied up in that number one card. 7's had it for 5 years. They stole it off 9. Well, they stole it, they earned it. And so they've got their position. But in the last couple of months, 9 has been jockeying and has actually taken the month, if you like, off, you know, Channel 7. Okay. Yep. So who knows how the year's going to end up, but it's a real blow-by-blow fight. So when The Block came on, they basically scored about 1.6 million was their sort of initial episode, which is very tidy. Yes. You know, good to have that.
Too right.
And House Rules came on, well, between 700,000 and 800,000, about 780,000. And there was I'm sure there were a few shaky knees over at Channel 7. But they promoed the living daylights out of it. And now The Block has slipped to about 1.4 million this week. House Rules is at 1.3, you know, at 1.3 and change. So, you know, there's not a huge amount in it now.
And that's one of the secrets, marketing and promotion.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not enough to just put a television show on.
It's not. That's but it's not even just enough to put a lot of commercials on, because you can still bore the living daylights out of people, a.k.a. Celebrity Apprentice. You know, that's that. It doesn't matter how many ads you have on something. If it's a dog, it's a dog. You know, but that said, when you look at these programs, what they're actually striking at is something that is very, very Australian angst. How does my home look? Now, the quarter-acre block has, like, historically speaking, sociologically, Australians have been very much about owning their bit of land, their place in the sun. It's been very much about that. And that has transformed slowly into my little piece of paradise, my luxury place, the rest I deserve, you know. And so you look at these people going for the bathroom they always wanted, or the lounge room it had to be, or the television screens half the size of the house. You know, these things, it's very Australian. And in fact, weirdly, I know you've done work overseas. I've done a bit of work overseas in various places. And I'm sure plenty of your listeners have too. And we know that in the rest of the world, you know, whether or not that wall as you walk in the front door is in fact a feature wall, and whether or not it's done in tiles or, you know, stuccoed bamboo or something like that is not a concern. Some people are just very happy to have roofs over their head.
That's right.
In Australia, sadly speaking, we are actually kind of decadent. We are now sitting down nightly, watching programs and trying to decide whether or not we prefer puce or chartreuse, you know, in terms of our walls. You know, and that's a bit, I'm not really sure. I'm very happy with the fact that they actually only carpeted half the floor and then put a split floating floor. You don't want to say who cares, because...
No, or get a life.
Well, because clearly 1.3 million Australians do.
Yeah, voting with their feet.
Yeah, and that's the weird thing. Now, I think that the interesting thing about this, when you come down to it, is that we are in quasi-dangerous territory. And the reason why is because it's just so subtle, because we all care a bit about, you know, when people come into our house and the
how
impression
look,
is. And, you know, where, how we look, how our car looks, it's all part of that. But, you know, when Jesus talks about decorating device, most people don't realize, but Jesus actually told a couple of stories about home decorating. And one of them, he tells a story about this fellow who goes, you know, I'm just not happy with my barns. I'm not happy with the way I've developed my property. I'm going to tear the whole thing down. Very much like the block. I'm going to build some bigger ones. I'm going to raise the ceilings. I'm going to probably have, you know, a built-in, you know, I don't know, sauna. I mean, all these things.
Two words.
And he gets everything he wants. He sits down in his Jason recliner. He looks at his mega TV and says, now I'm set. I'm just going to take it easy. And Jesus says, God looks at that man and says, you fool, because you've been rich in this life and poor for the next. You've built up something here. You've built up nothing to go to. And how long do we really spend here?
70 years or 80 if we're strong.
Well, 30 if we can afford the mortgage.
That's right. Mark Hadley, as always, thank you for your analysis and your insights.
No worries, buddy.
Good on you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.